Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. A chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows in the mid-60s. Full forecast details are coming up. A death investigation is underway after the body of a 15-year-old boy was recovered from a pond in Kansasville late this morning. The pond is in the Deer Meadows subdivision east of Highway 75. According to a news release from the Racine County Sheriff's Office, the teen's death is not believed to be suspicious. Monthly figures released by the State Department of Workforce Development show the unemployment rate in all area municipalities rose from July to August. However, all show improvement from the figures of a year ago. The jobless rate in Racine in August was 6.1%, and in Kenosha, the rate was 4.6%, both down 7/10 from a year ago. The rate in Mount Pleasant was 4.3%, down 8/10, and it was 3.9% in Caledonia, down 5/10 from a year ago. Racine County's rate in August was 4.6%, down 7/10 from a year ago, and it was 4.3% in Kenosha County, down 0.5%. The SC Johnson IMET Center in Sturtevant, under leadership of Gateway Technical College, is in line to become a training hub for Foxconn and may undergo a $5 million renovation and expansion. At its regular meeting tomorrow, the Gateway Board of Trustees will review a proposal to increase the size of IMET by 50%, add a large parking lot, and renovate some existing space. The entire project would be paid for by the state through the new budget, which Governor Walker will sign tomorrow in Neenah. The $5 million was included for whichever Technical College District ended up hosting Foxconn's huge manufacturing plant. Right now, it looks like the complex will go on land not far from IMET in Mount Pleasant. The proposed addition would essentially fulfill an originally planned third phase for the technology building. The extra square footage would be added to the west, with equipment that lines up with Foxconn's training needs, according to Deb Davidson, Gateway's Vice President of Workforce and Economic Development. She said the school is currently waiting for a list of job descriptions from Foxconn, which still has to officially announce the site, expected in a few weeks. A study of future wastewater needs for the city of Racine and the surrounding communities served by the lakefront treatment plant will be looked at to cover the next couple of decades. Utility General Manager Keith Haas told the Finance and Personnel Committee the process is starting with a formal request from the Village of Caledonia. Without any specifics to go on, Haas said he's using the figure of $60 million as a placeholder.
But depending on how much capacity the outlying communities would like to have, that number could double. So again, this just establishes a comfort resolution that if I go for clean water fund loan money from the state revolving loan fund and get a low interest subsidized interest rate with possibly some principal forgiveness as well, that this is a cost-effective way of financing, and any costs that I incur from the point of this being approved going forward then are recoverable for a long-term borrow.
The Common Council tonight may be asked to approve the Finance Committee's recommendation of support for a resolution to allow any reimbursement on cost related to an expansion of the wastewater plant. The Burlington Common Council last night approved submission of a disaster aid petition to the State Department of Transportation for partial reimbursement of street damage in the 600 block of Madison Street, where July flooding created a sinkhole that ended up about 30 by 60 feet. Finance Director Steve McQuaker said he learned about the funding source while attending a recent Wisconsin Emergency Management Disaster Relief Seminar. DeQuaker said the volume of underground water on July 12th caused a main to break, leading to ground eroding and a big hole.
The hole was 15 feet by 3 feet initially and then ended up being 30 feet by 60 to repair the thing. This has to be submitted and they require governing body signature on the petition. That's why it's before you tonight. I want to get this turned in. The deadline is 60 days at the end of the event, which would be tomorrow. However, those things have been waived because of the long process it's taking for this.
DeQuaker said it's likely the state DOT will have someone come take a look at the Madison Street repair, while a short-term borrowing effort will likely be needed to replenish the reserve account for money being taken out to cover flood damage bills, the latter expected before the Burlington Council next month. The project to straighten out a sharp curve in Fox River Road, also known as Highway W in the village of Salem Lakes, is nearly complete, and the roadway is expected to reopen by the end of the week. The work began May 30th and involved moving the road about 75 feet to the west onto property acquired by Kenosha County from private owners. The project cost about $800,000. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.